Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Utterly Dark and the Tides of Time, Utterly Dark, Book 3, written by Philip Reeve and read by Barnaby Edwards. Utterly Dark lay awake, and the old house on St. Chian's Head sang to her its symphony of nighttime noises. Mice scritched and scratched inside the walls, oak beams and floorboards creaked like old men's knees, and the windows shifted gently in their frames as the night wind leaned against the glass. Out in the hallway, the grandfather clock tick-tocked, tick-tocked, and softly chimed the quarter hours. And down in the cove, the small waves whispered on the shingle, reminding Utterly that it would soon be time for her to leave this place and all its dear, familiar sounds behind. She got out of bed in the long after midnight dark. She went to the window and folded back the shutters. The sky was piebald, with patches of bright moonlight showing among drifts of cloud. Out on the horizon, a line of cold light gleamed like the edge of a blade. And black against the glimmer of that light, Utterly could see the outlines of the Hidden Lands. The house at Sundown Watch had been built there on the clifftop as a lookout, where the watchers on Wildsea could keep their vigil for those strange islands. The Hidden Lands belonged to the Gorm, that immensely old and powerful being who ruled the sea, or maybe was the sea. They came and went as they pleased out there, where sea met sky, visible to mortal eyes only when the Gorm desired it. Tonight, a tiny point of golden light was shining on the shore of the nearest, largest island. Utterly waited. She knew something was going to happen, but she did not yet know what it would be. Would the Gorm herself appear, as she had sometimes before, taking the form of a white lady, or a kelp-woven giant, or a gang of shambling men-o'-weed? But no, there was only the sea and the moonlight and that far fire glowing. Utterly's hot breath fogged the windowpane. She wiped the glass with the cuff of her nightdress. Far to the west, so far that even Utterly's sharp eyes could barely see it, the sharp reflection of the moonlight shifted, slithered off a long, low wave that rose there suddenly and came sweeping towards Wildsea. It was just a hummock in the sea at first, but as it drew nearer to the land, it rose and darkened, gathering weed from the great forests of kelp which swayed below it as it passed. It gathered up other things as well, the shards of shipwrecks, masts and spars and age-blackened hulks, the timbers tossed inside the wave as it rushed on. It stirred them and shuffled them and slammed them together and fitted one broken plank against another until it carried a whole ship on its foaming crest, a ship black as bog oak, with pennants of weed trailing from her ragged rigging.